for options, give me a call. I'm here for you.
And we are here for you. It's 8:53 on a Friday morning. Joining us now in studio is our newly elected District 20B representative, Todd Lippert. Todd, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
You're actually, I guess we can put the name elect, representative elect there.
You haven't Correct.
You haven't been sworn in yet, but you have been up to St. Paul already. We'll get to that in just a moment. First of all, boy, congratulations. I don't know if you ever saw yourself a long-time vision of running for office and being an elected representative, but it's here.
It's here, yeah. No, I've been thinking about the possibility of running for a while, but it's still soaking in, that's for sure.
Tell about the campaign. This is, you know, politics, campaigns in this day and age. I don't even know what to say. There's a lot of negativity and a lot of this and that and everything. But from the perspective of a candidate trying to deal with all that and trying to get your ideas across, this is why you should vote for me and not against somebody else. What was that like?
I was very proud of our campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We focused on a values-based, positive campaign throughout, and there was plenty of negativity that came in from outside groups spending a lot of money in our district, but we stayed focused on our message, wanting to strengthen the common good, really wanting to meet the needs that we share in our district, responding to the healthcare crisis that we're facing, wanting strong education and just what small communities need. So I felt very good about our campaign, and so many people jumped in to volunteer. We had such a strong team and a strong effort. So I was excited about the positive message we were able to put forward from beginning to end of the campaign.
All right. And after the election night, boy, they got you up in St. Paul real quick for
an
orientation yesterday. What was that like?
It was great. So it was an orientation for new members and spouses. So my wife, Sarah, was with me throughout the day as well. And all the basic things happened, like figuring out where the bathrooms are and where to park your car, but also learn more about what to expect as a state legislator, and started building relationships with colleagues both in my party and across the aisle too. And then in the evening there was a meeting of the DFL House Caucus, and so we had a chance to meet more colleagues, and we elected leadership and started the process of getting ready to serve as the session starts.
You will be replacing District 20B, our current representative, David Bly, who's been doing this for quite some time now, about a decade or so, and I'm not sure, but he's retiring from that. Will you just go, like, is his office now your office? How does that work?
You know, I'm not exactly sure how that all works. I know that the offices move around depending on mm-hmm. who's the majority, so there's some moving that's happening. But I've been in conversation with David quite a bit throughout the campaign and since the election too, and we'll be meeting with him as we move towards the session, and we'll be relying on him and leaning on him as I get started.
Now, the session will begin, I presume, sometime after the first of the year. I'm not really sure, though.
January 8th is when it will begin.
All right. You know, the first few weeks and stuff, I would imagine there's still, you still more orientation at, you know, to be had at that point. But do you have priorities that you'd like to focus on right out of the bat?
Sure. One question is what committees mm-hmm. any legislator will serve on. And those committees will be kind of reorganized right now. But I know the general areas of interest that I have that mm-hmm. I think are important for our district. Healthcare and access to affordable health insurance and mental health care, having access to that is important to me and I think very important to people in our district. So I'm interested in healthcare. I'm interested in education work, too. Agriculture is important to our district, and I have an interest in that as well. And I also am concerned about relying more on clean energy going forward. I think that's important for all of Minnesota and for everyone. So some of it will depend on when the committees meet. You can't be on two committees that meet at the same time. I will make my case for those committees and those areas of work and be excited to get started.
You will be dealing with a brand new governor as well, and he is a member of your party, a DFLer. Tim Walz is a stepping aside as a U.S. representative, and now he's going to become the governor of Minnesota. Do you feel that you share, you had that meeting where everybody's getting together for the first time, the caucus is kind of getting together. Everybody on the same page? Do you have the same goals and such?
I I think so, absolutely. I was deeply appreciative of the Waltz campaign, Waltz Flanagan campaign, and their focus on One Minnesota. It's very much in line with my theme of the common good. I think we need to find ways to come together more and more and remember that we have more in common than we think across geography, and there are plenty of needs that we share, and we need to stand shoulder to shoulder and work for one another to make lives better.
All right. Once again, newly elected state representative for District 20B, Todd Lippert, is our guest today. Let's talk about your job. You have a day job here.
That's correct.
You know, the House of Representatives is kind of a part-time job, I guess. Juggling those two. Not everybody has the opportunity to do something like that. But talk about how those are going to work together.
Sure. So this Sunday after worship, we'll be meeting as a congregation to put a staffing plan in place that will allow these two pieces to fit together. And I'll be reducing my time at First UCC. I'll still be there in the senior minister role, but I'll be reducing my time, and we'll be adding some additional staff. And so we've been talking about exactly how this will fit together, and we have a good plan that we'll be putting in place officially now that results are official. And legislators all over the state are balancing their work and being a legislator at the same time. We have a citizen legislature in Minnesota, so it's intended that people from all walks of life are taking some time away from their work to represent the people of Minnesota. So I'm not alone in juggling this, and we'll figure it out.
It's nice to have the support of the congregation and your employers and probably family as well. That's, you've got to juggle some stuff there too.
Yep.
Do you have you have kids, don't you? Jimmy?
I do. Yeah. Okay. So I'm married, and we have three school-age children, ages 10, almost 13, and 15, and they have busy lives, and but we're everyone's doing all the stuff that they need to do.
All right. Good to hear. Well, if anything else that you'd like to mention to our congregation, to our listeners out there?
I just want to thank all those who were supportive of this campaign. And, and I'm deeply honored to be entrusted with this responsibility for District 20B. And I know the work of earning everyone's trust and getting to know the district is just beginning. But that is my goal, to earn the trust of the people of 20B. And so I'll be doing that work from here on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping in today. We certainly appreciate that, and we look forward to talking with you over the course of the upcoming legislative session.
I look forward to that, too. Thank you.
All right. Once again, Todd Lippert, the newly elected, the representative-elect for District 20B.